census transition is going to take place, we'll find that they are expecting some supernatural cataclysmic event to take place that will open the door to all these events. Something completely out of the ordinary. And when we, in this first study, we're going to look at a couple passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says there's something out of the ordinary that's totally going to change things in this world. So we have that understanding as well. And I'm just as you are. I'm an American living in the United States, and I can look around and see how everything is going well, so to speak. And it's difficult for me, from my human reasoning, to believe that a Sunday law could be here this year or the beginning of next year. But whenever the Sunday law does arrive, and we know it will arrive, it will come unexpectedly. So we have to bear that in mind, that even though there's reasons in the world out there that would prevent us from really accepting what prophecy and the events in the world are saying to us, one of the most important perspectives that we have to keep with us in prophecy is that it comes suddenly and unexpectedly. Now, this is the notes for all four studies, so as I'm referring to the Spirit of Prophecy quotes, you can follow along if you're going to hand these out. The magazine, look at afterwards. These will go through. You may not look at every quote, but several of them. As you're receiving these, you'll notice that the notes titled The Millennium, the first two quotes we already referred to, that our greatest need is for a revival, and that this revival will come when we understand what this book means to us. That second quote from Testimonies to Minister is referring to the book of Revelation. But when Sister White refers to the book of Revelation, she's speaking of the books of Daniel and Revelation, because she believed they were one book. But one of this first study, we're just going to try to develop some principles or some ideas that will impact our following studies. And one of them, the first one I'd like to set forth here, is the quotes under the subtitle, Prophecy Will Be Understood. From Review and Herald, April 4th, 1893, it says, the events of the future will be discerned by prophecy and will be understood. Brothers and sisters, last year, I was in 13 different countries and different cities in some of those countries, and I was in 13 different states sharing the prophetic message, and I've